possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo! Yeah, I think Kevin Costner has to make four of these movies.
Why would he have to make four of them?
Because, hold on, let me make sure that it's a four-part series. So if you haven't heard, this movie, I think, came out this weekend. It's Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1. Kevin Costner, like, self-financed this, which, according to this article I was reading, you know, they always advise against, bad idea. You never want to put up all of your own money. Even producers don't do that. They team up with somebody. But they're saying that he spent anywhere from $30 to $60 million of his own money for this first movie. The first movie is like 3 hours long, and it's only part one of four. So there's three more movies to go, and no one knows, I guess, who's going to pay for that. And it didn't do well at the box office this weekend. So I would assume that if he put up his own money, even if this is a vanity project and he doesn't care what critics think, that he would say, "Well, I can't afford to put up $30 million. Even if it's $20 or $30 million, I can't afford to do that three more times." So
you wouldn't think any.
I don't know what he's worth. The article was saying that he has had kind of these. It's like a roller coaster of a career, because they said if you look back at his career, he gets popular, he gets in his own way a little bit, kind of backpedals a little bit, and then has something good happen. And of course, the most recent thing they gave was Yellowstone.
Right.
If you weren't hearing his name that often anymore, then Yellowstone comes out. It's a huge success, massive success. I'm sure they were willing to pay him all the money in the world, and he still was like, I'm done.
Right.
And so now he's using that money to self-finance
his westerns. American Saga, Chapter 1.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good, though?
Critics say it's not good. The
but what about people who see it?
Well, let me see what the gap was.
Because that doesn't
there.
Mean anything if it's, you know what I mean?
Well, I know that neither one of them were great, but I'll check to make sure what the numbers are here. But the problem was, they said, you know, it's really just getting started. Nothing's really happening. It's a three-hour plot, and you're only barely moving along in those first 3 hours, so when you get to the end, there's nothing there. So it's 44% average from critics, 72% average from fans. So people like it better than the critics, but I just keep seeing it come up in the news because it didn't make any money this weekend. And, I mean, it made some money. I think it made like $11 million last weekend. But he says he spent at least almost $40 million. They said that they think it's possible that he spent closer to $60 million. Maybe it's really expensive to make the first one, and maybe the price has come
down. He's got some pretty big actors in it.
Yeah.
Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, Giovanni Ribisi. I'm guessing they're not cheap.
He used to be, well, I don't know if he's made some big movies. he made movies that were critically acclaimed, like Dances with Wolves, right? And then he kind of got to the point where he made The Postman or whatever. And
he was in a couple, I remember. Like, I like him, so he's in the Superman movies.
Oh, he is? Okay.
He is. Maybe, not maybe a huge that, part, actually. But he's in them. So they probably like, pay him for that.
I'm sure.
He's in, like, Justice League and stuff like that.
Like, what... I'm trying to think of the stuff that he directed. Bodyguard and Dances with Wolves were big movies. Oh, he did that Robin Hood movie. That was a big one. But then The Postman, I mean, I kept thinking The Postman were all the way up into the 2000s, but actually The Postman is only 1997. So, you know, he had it going on with Yellowstone. That seemed like a cash cow. I'm sure filming a series is more work, but...
I mean, if you look at that run right there, I mean... He did No Way Out, but before that, he did The Untouchables, No Way Out, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, he was
huge. 1987, 1988, 1989 year, he probably got paid, and still getting paid on that.
I think some would argue that at the time, he was the biggest movie star in the world,
right,
or in America.
And then had two that I'm not also familiar with, then Dances with Wolves, then Robin Hood, then JFK, then The Bodyguard.
JFK, yeah.
So between 1987... In 1992, he did Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, Dances with Wolves, Robin Hood, JFK, and The Bodyguard.
Yeah. And some of those he directed. Because he was definitely on a run there with hit movies that he was directing. It was kind of like, oh, this guy is...
He was a director and producer for Dances with Wolves. That's the only one.
Oh, I thought he directed The Bodyguard.
Mm-mm.
He directed The Postman, right? I thought he directed The Bodyguard for some reason. I know. I'm almost positive he directed The Postman. That was who else would have done
it? He did.
Okay. And did he do? He didn't do Waterworld, but he was in Waterworld. That was at the time the biggest
flop ever.
Flop, just because I think it was the most expensive movie at that time. Which I'm curious what that cost back then, and how that compares to movies today. Because that was all the talk when Waterworld came out. That this is the most expensive movie ever made, and it's flopped. It's going to lose all this money. But I'll bet it's a fraction of what they spend on movies now. And I mean, I could look it up, but maybe I'll do that later. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to guess what it could even be. Like, how much would be the most money when they made Waterworld? Could it have been like $80 million, like under $100 million, $20. I don't know. How much do you spend making money at that time that makes it the most expensive? I really don't know how much they spend on movies now. You see sometimes these numbers of like $250 million. Those, I think, are really big budget movies that they can spend over $200 million.
Those are usually the Marvel.
Exactly. Those are the big, I think, like as big as you get, right?
Yeah, I think just listening to that Ben Affleck interview with Howard Stern was basically those are the ones that are going to go to the theater. If you're trying to take his movie to the theater, you're going to get crushed. That's what Ben Affleck said. He seems to know a lot. Like, he made a couple pretty good smaller movies where he's the basketball coach.
Yep, that was good.
Which people liked. I thought it was good. He did a good job in that. And then The Tender Bar.
Yeah, that was...
And they were asking him about
it. That was, what's his name? George Clooney directed that one, right? Didn't he?
And they were asking about it. He's like, you can't put these movies in the theater. They're just going to get crushed. So you got to put them on streaming. And then, the only thing that's going to be in the theater, he was right for the most part, were the Pixar movies.
The big movies.
The cartoon movies that kids love. And then, Marvel movies, big action movies, and that's it.
And scary movies because they don't cost anything to make. And it's easy for those to turn a profit.
Right.
So this is from this year. It's from a few months ago. The most expensive movies ever made, according to this thing from IGN, says Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, 2007. That was $300 million. Mm-hmm. Justice League, 2017, that cost $300 million. Star Wars The Last Jedi was $300 million. Avengers Infinity War, $325 million. Fast X, 2023 with Vin Diesel, $340
million. I bet it still made money.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. I wonder how much money that still made at a $340 million budget. Who would have thought when the first Fast and the Furious came out that they'd still be doing them years later and they'd be some of the biggest, most expensive movies in the world? Avatar The Way of Water, $350 million. Avengers Endgame, $356 million. Avengers Age of Ultron. These Avengers movies are expensive. $365
million. They say, just on this thing that I looked up, that Fast X was $378 million to make.
Okay. That's close.
And it brought in $714
million. Not bad. And that's just from the initial box office run, right? That doesn't count any of the rentals, any of that. Pirates of the... How do we say that we're saying it for the movies? Caribbean?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. On Stranger Tides 2011, that cost $380 million. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, $416 million. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, $432 million. And according to this, the most expensive movie ever made was Star Wars The Force Awakens, $447
million. How much did it make?
2015. I don't know, because this thing doesn't give me the breakdown. But oh, here we go. It made $936 million in domestic box office. That's just domestic.
I mean, all those movies are making it back.
Yeah, I don't know about... wasn't Justice League or one of those... one that people didn't like? Justice League 2017. They said that cost $300 million. It returned a lifetime domestic gross of $229 million, so it was a box office failure.
Okay, so see, this says Justice League film 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It says it cost $300 million, and the box office was $661
million. Oh, that's weird. This says $229 million. Ultimately, a box office failure. Now, that could be lifetime domestic gross of $229 million. Ultimately, a box office failure. This prompted the Zack Snyder cut to be released years later,
maybe
which only somewhat increased overall revenue, but still cost studio millions overall. I wonder, what's the number?
It says in the United States and Canada it made $432 million, and in other territories.
Are you on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on this IGN.
$661.3 million.
Well,
it had a worldwide opening of $278 million.
Oh, that's weird. This says lifetime domestic return of $229 million. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about this. I'm guessing you never tried to sit through The Postman. I saw it. It was one of those things that friends watched together. We were like, hey, we're going to watch all of The Postman. Is that The Postman? That might be The Postman. I don't remember. I did not make it through it. I was like, guys, this is funny and all, but I can't sit here. So I left, and supposedly my friends continued watching it. And I remember one of them texting me and saying, like, it just ended. And I was like, Jesus Christ, you guys are still watching that movie? But I was thinking, Laszlo doesn't really like long movies to begin with.
No.
So now, plus a Western movie, definitely not your cup of tea.
Mm-mm.
So if this would be like if Laszlo lost a bet that we could get him to sit through all four of these Kevin Costner,
man.
An American Saga, whatever.
I can't do it.
Did he do Wyatt Earp? I know
he did.
Okay, did he direct that? He was in it. He didn't direct it? Okay.
He hardly directed anything.
Because that got crushed by Tombstone. People were like, oh, Tombstone's much better. And Wyatt Earp was, you know, a much longer, probably more expensive movie. But, man, I can't really think of a better movie for Laszlo to sit through. It's not like we're making him sit through something foreign language or any of that. It's a big, expensive American movie. Stars a guy that he likes. Laszlo likes Kevin Costner. He likes Yellowstone. Yeah. He likes Bill Durham.
The only things it looks like
movies.
He's directed are these new movies you're talking about.
And those old ones.
And Open Range and The Postman.
Oh,
That's it.
And then Dances with Wolves, right? That was his first big...
Oh, yeah. He was the director and producer. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. I thought for some reason he directed The Bodyguard. Well, anyway, there's this four-part movie. There's only one part of it out if you want to go see it. The thing that I was reading said, this is proof that it's a bad idea to take TV and put it in movie theaters. And I thought, did we need to test this theory? You're living in, people keep saying it's the golden age of TV, but it seems like each year it just continues to get even better. Maybe you think the best shows aren't as good as your all-time favorite shows, but we just continue to get more and more big budget. There's so many shows on TV to watch. You have to choose. And people will tell you, you could have an entire office at work telling you, you got to watch the show, and you don't have time because there's so many shows that get good reviews and that people tell you they love and that are really expensive. So why would you think that people are going to want to go sit through this in the theater and have it? The other thing about Golden Age of TV is
he probably bet on his Yellowstone fame.
I think that's
like,
that's it.
Right. Like,
look how popular this
is.
They want me on this show still so bad.
And
I'm a big
my
star.
My show's popular. He
it's
knows
huge.
Everybody's watching it.
Huge.
He's like, let me make my own Western.
Yep.
Yellowstone's nothing if it's not a current Western.
It's a modern Western.
Right.
That's all it is. And they managed to.
They do ride horses, but also have 150s.
Exactly.
You know, that's basically it.
It's
a modern day Western.
I mean, look, I get that doing a series for a movie star, they always say it's a lot of work, that these movie stars get tired of being on the set because you have to shoot so much more to do a series. And Yellowstone, I think they'll keep doing as long as it continues to make money. So maybe he just thinks, I don't want to work that much. But, dude, you're getting paid big time.
You're also making 4 3-hour movies. So, I mean, I can't imagine that that's...
Well, right. But now you're going to spend that... Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, I mean, the work-wise,
if you're
putting in the work.
Yeah. I guess if you don't like Yellowstone, or if you have creative differences with someone on Yellowstone, maybe that makes it less fun. It's not your creation, but...
I guess, but at the end of the day, like, I've had creative differences before.
Yeah.
But I
If it's working,
like,
exactly.
I don't know what my... I'm like, I think we should do this with Yellowstone. And the guy's like, every single person watched it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then do your thing, man. I think it's dumb, but people like, I don't understand how your ego gets so big that you can argue with numbers.
Exactly.
Like, math is math. Like, so you're like, hey, I think we should do this different, unless you're saying we could do more, but there's no more to get.
And it's not like he can say, well, I stuck around too long already. People are tired of it.
No.
I haven't seen that.
No.
I think people are still watching it.
The Church of Laszlo.
No.
Yo. Okay, coming up, we got to address this elephant in the room, this whole Taylor Swift is not a role model thing, this debate.
What?
We saw this Newsweek thing a few days ago. Some guy wrote an article. I don't know. I guess, you know.
Like, she annoys me a little bit.
Yeah.
So what?
Maybe if you have daughters.
I don't know that she annoys me. I shouldn't say that. I don't know.
Well, the amount of attention, maybe you could say, I don't need to hear about her that often. I don't know, it doesn't bother me.
Like, I don't have to. I didn't even hear about this. So it's easy to avoid. My algorithm says he rarely clicks on Taylor Swift stories. So I'll stop showing them to him. Like, it's not that hard.
Let me ask you as a parent, are there people that your boys might look up to that you would worry, like, oh, I don't think that person's a good role model? Or is that something you even think about? Because that's what this whole thing is about, is that he's saying Taylor Swift should not be a role model for your girls. And he explains why. But I was thinking, like, that sounds like a pretty conservative parent, most likely. Well, this person definitely does.
Role models, I don't know. I would hope that I taught my kids. You know what? I don't know. The answer to that is tough. But I would say, we say, like, this person is your role model, and then every aspect of their life then is your role model.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
I don't either.
I'm like, hey, can Taylor Swift be a good role model? Yes. How? Well, she clearly works hard, right?
Yeah.
She puts in the effort to make herself popular.
For sure.
And she understands what that work and dedication takes and means. Yeah, she can be a role model. Do you think she drinks too much? I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that, but I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she isn't a role model for sobriety.
Right.
So find someone else, for your role model for how they raise their kids or whatever. Like, I would have no problem with my kids saying, man, I want to be like, say, Barry Bonds.
Right.
Like, hey, I want to be like Barry Bonds. I'd be like, all right, well, okay. You know, steroids are illegal.
Yeah.
But the dude put in the work.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work.
That's
just put in the effort, right? Like, all that, I would say, like, as a baseball role model, he's probably pretty good. As a, you know, maybe as
drug
a human
use.
Being,
yeah,
maybe he's not. I don't know.
Right.
He's known to be a dick and had to have his own locker room and stuff. I'd be like,
Don't become that person.
Don't, if you do become him, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
You had to have your own locker room with your own lazy boy. Don't be that dude.
Yeah.
But hit the most home runs ever.
Focus on that
part. Go after that. Go
yeah,
after that.
Exactly.
Sell the most records ever and you're a singer. Yeah, she's a pretty good role model. Like, I don't understand why it has to be everything.
I just don't think that kids, maybe they do, but thinking back to when I was a kid, who were my role models? I mean, obviously I had role models in life. My dad and, he, you know, my family and those things. Those were the real role models.
I don't think
but
I
celebrities,
really had that ever.
You know, I liked,
like, being
I loved
honest,
Snoop
I feel like
Dogg.
That's and, so overrated.
But I didn't think I'm going to be like Snoop Dogg.
And I never thought, like, I'm going to be like my dad.
Right, no, it's just like you pick up on
him.
Things. Yeah, you pick
I like
up
things
on
about my uncle. I like things about my mom, but I wasn't like, I have to be like him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think role model, like, who's, what is
who
that?
Who actually has someone that they look up to and say, I want to be just like this person and do all those things? And maybe some kids do that, but I don't remember having any celebrity
Mm-mm.
that I worship that much that I thought I'm going to be just like this person. And my parents didn't worry about it. And they knew Snoop Dogg was on trial for murder or whatever.
Now,
I don't
maybe
think they thought
I will
I
say, maybe it's
like
with the advent of social media since we were kids. Like, you know, my football heroes, whoever they may have been, like, I want to play like this guy, or my baseball heroes, right? Like, I want to play like this guy.
Yeah.
You know, we knew, I mean, he was well before my time, but we knew Mickey Mantle was a problem.
Right.
But I didn't hear everything, just some funny stories where, you know, he showed up drunk and hit a 550-foot home run. Like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was dating or...
I'll be just like him. Yeah, no.
Or even like my time. Like, I didn't know much about Jeter's personal life.
Right.
I just knew he was awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like Jeter. He's the captain. Clutch.
Right.
No, I didn't find out till we watched a documentary that he was giving chicks gift bags and stuff, which makes him more of my role model.
Well,
and
that,
would have.
Yeah,
but you understand
really
the point. Like,
yeah.
So maybe... With social media, people are really interested in what Taylor Swift does her private time. But,
I guess, but also just what does it even mean to be a role
model?
But
we already went through this like a million times. I mean, you have the Charles Barkley Nike video, right?
I am not a role model. I'm not paid to be a role model. I am paid to wreak havoc on the basketball court. Parents should be role models.
Just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids.
And then you get the Nike, just do it. So yeah, maybe.
I mean, how is that to me like that? Just play that again for these people who like,
no kidding.
Just because I sell 10 million records doesn't mean I should raise your kids.
Right. She needs to do one of these. Well, I'll explain why she shouldn't be a role model here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so this is...
Why is Taylor Swift not a role model?
The article is called Taylor Swift is Not a Good Role Model.
Not a good one.
Not a good role model. And it's an opinion piece from Newsweek. And I read it. I tried to...
Can we get this person
pick out
on?
The highlights.
Can you contact him?
Yeah.
How hard can it be?
It's honestly, Newsweek. Yeah, you should be able to get this guy.
I would think so.
John McGillion, Snow Cone.
Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
We call him Johnny Mac back in the days when we were in journalism school at William and Mary together.
Oh,
Johnny Mac.
Nice. So there's
William
a connection
Mary, sure.
there. That's cool. He starts off by talking about what a...
He always sucked.
What a huge celebrity she is. I think
real mid-pack William and Mary guy.
Of course. But he ends up doing opinion pieces for Newsweek. That's exactly what he expected. He talks about Swiftnomics and how big she is and how when she tours, it creates like thousands of temporary jobs in towns that she visits and how much money it generates. Talks about some of her endorsement deals and how important those have been. I didn't even realize this, but they said she did an endorsement for Diet Coke back in like 2013. It was a while back. And at that point, young people weren't drinking Diet Coke.
How long has she been popular?
That's what I was thinking. God, that was a long time ago. But this thing I was reading, because I clicked through all the hyperlinks to read those too, they were saying they never got specifics about the Diet Coke thing, but that these analysts all agree that she brought the brand back to life because it was a tired brand and young people weren't drinking it, and she introduced it to a younger audience. So he goes through all the stuff, just the power that she has and how mega popular she is. But we know that.
Okay.
So, you know, but if you need the reminder, there it is. Now, he says she shouldn't be a role model. Why shouldn't she be a role model? Well, for starters, she's unmarried and childless at 34.
Jesus Christ.
This is a guy writing this.
Why?
She's unmarried and childless at 34.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Look, and I am a guy who will swallow the red pill. I am, and people know that. But, like, why even put that? Like, when you're getting ready to write that,
As a guy, especially.
Well, like, even I don't care who you are. As you're getting ready to write that, don't you think to yourself, wait a second. This isn't 1927. What are we doing here?
It reminds me of one of these guys that you see on TV that says, you may not care about this case, but think about your mom or your sister. These guys have to remind themselves that women are people. You know, you hear those people on TV say that. But if we've got sisters or mothers, then, you know that you can like them. That's what this sounds like to me.
Yeah, but it sounds even worse. I shouldn't say worse, but it's just like, come on. Would you say that about a guy?
I really don't know. I mean, I have not seen that article. Maybe it's just because these guys aren't as popular, but I have not seen that article.
I don't know. What about, nobody thought, not to bring Jeter up again, nobody talked smack on him because he wasn't married when he was a Yankee.
I don't remember.
Everybody thought, oh, look at Jeter. He can do whatever he wants because he never got married. And so he can date as many stars as he wants. He's not cheating on anybody. A-Rod cheats on people. Jeter did it the right way.
Always
like DiMaggio. Like, come on.
Definitely different standards,
right.
Especially
and
for guys
like
this.
And that part, like, I'm like, women, all right, I'm with you.
Yeah. He says,
ridiculous.
At 34, Swift remains unmarried and childless, a fact that some might argue is irrelevant to her status as a role model. But I suggest it's crucial to consider what kind of example this sets for young girls. A role model, by definition, is someone worthy of imitation.
But they don't have to get knocked up by 34?
No kidding. While Swift's musical talent...
How old's your girlfriend?
34. I think they're the same age.
Well, I'll knock her up.
Role model,
well,
by
I want her to not be a role model, Slim, and I know you have a problem with...
She definitely is not, I don't think, volunteering to be anybody's role model. My girlfriend, not
she
Taylor Swift. Maybe Taylor Swift
knocked up?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I don't think so. She's always told me no, but she's in a meeting right now, so give it about 30 minutes.
And when it says, is not taking messages on my iPhone, I send it with a slam effect. Bam!
There you go. Take her a while to respond is all I'm saying.
I'm sure when I ask her, she'll know.
So he says, look, a role model is someone that's worthy of imitation and that, yes, she's a talented musician. And that she's, good at making money. You can look up to her in the business world and her music.
Good at making money.
Yeah, well, because he's went on that whole thing about how great her business acumen is. But he says, you can look up to those things. But when you ask if her personal choices are ones we want our sisters and daughters to emulate, then maybe not so much. So that's obviously the big one, is that she's childless and unmarried at 34. But moving on here. There are some other things that might be almost or equally as funny. He talks about how she's dated too many guys. Here's a quote. Would any loving parent reading this want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years?
Yes.
That's an actual quote from the article.
I mean, let me say this, because I don't want to judge her, but I would say for her, for me, for you, not ideal. Not ideal, because what you really like to find is true love.
Sure.
But she didn't find it. So, you know what? Some people find it in high school.
She's working on it.
And some people takes a bunch of different going out there and trying, right? And I'm guessing for her to find it with all of the insecurities that even though she has everything she has, all the insecurities, like, well, does this person only like me because I'm Taylor Swift?
Oh,
trying to find people and then trying to figure that out.
Is this real?
And that insecurity part of it. I mean, I can't imagine.
Right.
Right? Like, I can't imagine how hard it is for her to date.
And maybe
she's not even close to what Travis Kelce would have to go through dating someone. Not even close.
And we can assume that she wants to find true love, but it's also possible that she says, I'd like to date a lot of dudes to make sure that I'm doing the right
maybe
thing.
Maybe
I like dating.
You know
what
I really
exactly.
liked was Maddie.
That's what I'm into right now.
Just a slightly racist, right? John whatever, what appears to be a decent drug problem. He's always been super nice to us, but he's a guy that I would like to hang out with. Maybe she's like, you know what? I'd like to try that for
this
a little bit.
This is fun for me. Yeah, let's
and
see.
And then she's like,
about.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
That was horrifying at the end. Like, we all find out.
What's wrong with that? Well,
right.
According
what
to this
wrong
guy,
with that?
Well, here, this is where it gets really good. So it's not just that she's dated 12 different guys in the span of just a few years. He says that there's a hypocrisy to Taylor's attacks on the patriarchy. He says, she attacks the patriarchy and fancies herself as feminist, but then she tends to date, quote, strong, influential men, celebrities who embody significant social and economic power. And he says, quote, Swift either doesn't realize this hypocrisy or doesn't care. Neither of the two is a good look.
What? I don't even understand that.
So you're trying to take down the patriarchy. You're a feminist and you're
is
saying, hey, I don't know. But he says that she's known for, attacking the patriarchy and saying we don't need men to take care of us. We're strong women. I don't know if she says that stuff or not, but I'll go with them. Okay.
I've never heard
he says,
her
but
say
then
that,
you
but
date these rich,
but
powerful
even then,
men,
wouldn't that
and that's
mean,
hypocrisy.
But
how is that hypocrisy?
Even if she did say, we don't need strong men to take care of us. We're strong right. women all on our own. Then wouldn't that lead to why she dated guys and did whatever she wanted?
These guys aren't taking care of her. No one is thinking like, oh, you know, the good thing about Kelsey is that he can provide for her. She right. doesn't need anybody
and
to provide
also
for her.
Be like, I don't need
this guy's an idiot.
These guys to take care of me. I can date who I want when I want.
Right.
Because I'm not down for the patriarchy and getting knocked up at 34 and having a kid.
Yeah.
It would seem that it's not hypocrisy at all.
You're right.
You see what
You're
I'm right. saying? It would yeah. be the opposite of hypocrisy. It would be, hey, as a feminist, I don't need Matt Healy, Travis Kelce, whoever any of these other guys were along the way to take care of me, and I'll date who I want when I want.
Right.
None and I'm not getting knocked up at 34. You know why? Because the patriarchy, you tell me to get knocked up at 34. I ain't doing it.
Yeah,
that, to me, would be like,
even
if you
argument.
Agree with her or don't agree with her, it would be the opposite of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You could even be so far into the Christian right movement that you think it's asinine what she's saying. But you still wouldn't call it hypocritical.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, again, none of these guys,
well,
I never felt like she was hanging off any of these guys' coattails. I mean, even if we go back to her earliest celebrity relationships, she was famous by then. And then the final points here, and hopefully I didn't miss anything here, but I think the final part was that he also says she always plays the victim in her breakups and that she makes her breakup seem like, what was the quote here? Quote, partners can be replaced as easily as toilet paper. So yeah. She plays the victim, and then she makes it seem like these relationships are disposable like toilet paper, I guess. He says, quote, Taylor's life, meticulously managed by a PR machine, represents a filtered facade rather than genuine reality. What young girls truly need, perhaps, without fully recognizing it, are role models who provide both authenticity and actual depth rather than artificial narratives and superficial glamour. She's a pop star.
Right.
She is not teaching.
And she can write whatever she wants to write about her relationships.
I would
say I would like him better. I would probably like him better if there was more introspection in the relationship world where it's like, I don't know, I like Frightened Rabbit and stuff, where I wish I was sober.
You blame yourself?
The best of me walked out hours ago. That is such a good line where it's like, yeah, this is on me. My fault. I suck.
Yeah.
Not good today.
I don't think she really does
but
that, but I don't
do
know.
That.
I don't know.
I don't think she does.
That.
And
but
I understand
doesn't make
what he's
her
saying.
Not a role model.
But also, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
She's a pop star.
Right. It doesn't matter. And who cares? They're her lyrics.
I
That's how she looks at a relationship.
I think 8, 9, 10-year-old girls have a better idea of what a role model is than this guy does.
Yes.
And that if they say Taylor Swift is her role model, and you say, well, what do you like about her? What kind of things do you want to emulate?
Yeah.
I think he'd be surprised. Maybe I would be. I don't know.
They want to be saying, like, well, she's not married. She
right.
doesn't
she's
have
not
kids.
Married. She doesn't have kids.
Right.
She's 34, and she's
right.
dated 12 dudes in 10 years or whatever it is.
But they could. That could
they
be.
They could say it.
I could say it. I'd be fine
who cares?
With this,
no, but I think there are, long story short.
That could be worth looking up to.
I do know that there was a lady here who worked here, and I went out to dinner with her once, just talking business, and she had said that she admired one of our bosses. Because she's like, I really admire her because she made the decision. I'm not going to have children. I am going to take my career as far as it can go. And that is really important to me. And she's like, so I've looked to her as a mentor because that's how I feel.
Right.
Great.
Worth looking up
Great.
To in your case. Absolutely.
Exactly. You don't want to have kids.
Right.
This woman threw everything she did into her business and became successful. You're starting out. Yes. That's your mentor.
Yeah.
Go, find her, right?
Yeah.
Now, maybe somebody else would be like, what I really like is this woman was successful and raised a family. Okay.
Yeah.
Then this other woman wouldn't be yours. Like, who cares? I don't get it. But to say that women couldn't look up to that, I think they absolutely
exactly.
could.
No, and he, I mean, he's obviously saying that they are. He's saying that look at how many Instagram followers she has and TikTok and all that. He says she's absolutely impacting how young girls around the globe perceive relationships and success. And that can absolutely be the case. But doesn't change the fact that I don't see why what she's doing can't be admirable.
Right, of course.
And why it isn't worthy of looking
right.
up to. Right? I mean, especially coming from a guy
and
writing this.
And I think, I don't know.
Is she someone we want
like
our daughters
be,
to grow
It's weird
up
to think, okay, so put all the people that you could have, you know, boys and girls growing up looking at as role models, which I'm not sure they ever do.
He definitely claims that they do. He
okay,
says
but,
that specifically,
okay.
yeah.
But not everybody has the same role model.
Right.
So I think somebody who grew up and like, hey, what I really want to do is get married. I want to be a mom. I want to raise a family. I want to have kids. And they probably wouldn't be like, hey, Taylor Swift's my role model. I really like her music, but she's not my role model. This person is my role model, whoever that is, right?
Yes.
Like, I think you pick that out for what you want. Like, it's not like Taylor Swift is just, hey, that's your role model.
Right. Do you want to have kids in a family? Because if like, so, if you're excited about that, Taylor Swift isn't going to talk you out of it.
No.
It's totally possible that growing up, you're around people who are telling you, hey, you know, get married young, have your kids young so that your family's out of the house, you still have time to retire, you want to have a family. And as a girl, you could be thinking, I don't know that I want to have a family, but you're afraid to say that. Like, I don't know that I want to have kids. Maybe this environment is not one where you can openly say, I don't want to have kids. So yeah, then Taylor Swift, you go, oh, look, there's a successful woman who doesn't have kids, who's not married, who's 34. Great. But those kids, I just feel like already have some sort of idea if they're wanting to emulate it of what they want out of life,
and
the idea
that they'll actually emulate as we grow and we learn. Like
exactly,
I just don't get it, and I don't understand. Like, there's one person, it's Taylor Swift, and she's been nominated role model, and now she has to be everyone's role model. Like, I don't think that's true.
No, and I don't think that means that they look up to every aspect of her life.
No,
it's ridiculous. But you know what? This guy obviously.
Did we get him on the phone?
I
emailed him.
Okay.
He got plenty of people talking about Newsweek. Right. So, you know, maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe if you could hook this guy up to a lie detector, he'd say, yeah, we're just trying to get people talking. Taylor Swift gets lots of clicks, right, especially if it's something controversial like this. That could be. Like,
you know, there's
but if it's serious,
Twitch says it's right. You know, there's plenty of people who have Butker as a role model.
Exactly.
And this guy,
people pointed out, kind of sounds like Butker in some ways.
Right, but...
jokingly, people said that.
Some people, he's their role model, and other people think he's an idiot.
Right.
Some people, Taylor Swift is their role model, and other people think, yeah, not for me.
Yeah. And
I
like
don't
you
know.
Said, you
I,
can, you can mimic them. Aspects of their life.
Right.
They're the things that you want to mimic. And other parts, even as a child, no, that's not something that I'm interested in.
Of course.
I'm not interested in doing all those things. Or also that I'll never probably be able to do those things. That's not realistic, so I'm not too worried about it. I think kids, yes, you can look up to someone, a celebrity, as a role model, but for that to be, you're going to emulate every single thing this person does, if they actually are doing that, then that's passion. If you grow up and Eminem's your favorite person in the world, then you are mimicking him to the degree where you become a white rapper and all of this, well, then you really are passionate about this. Good for you. You're passionate about it. For other kids who had posters of him on his wall or whatever...
And that doesn't mean that when you get to be Eminem, you're not like, you know what I need to do is divorce my wife.
Right.
You could be like, damn, things changed.
Yes.
I am a white rapper, but I actually...
I like my wife.
I love my wife, and I don't want to write songs about putting her in the trunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast. What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
You ready?
I'm more than ready.
Tips for Jesus. We've all, you know, we all got swept up in the Tips for Jesus thing last year, a couple years ago, when that was popular.
What happened?
Tips for Jesus, where people were leaving large tips at restaurants and writing in the thing, signing it Tips for Jesus, and then signing their
and then
check.
Restaurants just decided to just automatically add them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That might be Jesus, or Tips for Jesus. We'll just keep doing it.
So this happened at a restaurant in Pennsylvania a couple years ago, and that was really popular, all these people leaving these big tips. This guy had a meal. His total was $13.25. He left a $3,000 tip.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, she's emotional because she's like, is this real? The guy who runs the restaurant goes outside to find this guy who had left the tip, and he wanted to make sure, hey, is this legitimate? And he wanted to collect extra identification from him just to make sure that there were no problems. The guy says, yeah, you know, it's real. It's a Tips for Jesus thing. So this owner, unlike some of the other stories we've heard, it sounds like this restaurant gave this server the whole tip. The way at least the story sounds like, he gave the money to the server. Some of these stories, they split up the tips, you know, or they say we're going to take certain amounts.
I don't know.
If they already split tips.
Yeah, they split tips and they split tips. That's just the way it goes.
But there have been a couple
stories. But if you don't split tips, don't start splitting them now.
That's where some of the controversy came from.
I had a buddy who waited on Rush Limbaugh. We were in Jacksonville. He waited on Rush Limbaugh and, you know, he got a private room at a restaurant.
Okay.
I think he left him on like a $800 tab. He left him like $2,700.
Ooh, not too shabby.
$2,500, something like that.
Did he write Tips for Jesus?
No, he's just probably, you know, listen longer.
I'm a big shot. That's right. So anyway, in spite of this guy's efforts to make sure that the tip is legitimate, it's above board, the situation took a turn for the worse.
So Jesus just wants the tip.
Exactly, just the tip. I wondered how long it was going to take you to say that. So the situation took a turn for the worse. A few weeks later, when
the
cafe receives a letter from this guy disputing the $3,000, saying, I'm not going to pay it. Now, the cafe had already given this money to the waitress. Now this guy says, I've disputed the charge. I guess they don't get the money because it only took a couple weeks. So now the cafe's out this money. So when they try to contact this Tips for Jesus guy, he says, I'm not going to give you the money. Eventually, he says, sue me. So they are now suing him for this money because they're out this money that they paid her.
How did he pay for it?
with a card. And that's what I don't understand is if he approved of it and they got the extra ID and everything and it went through, how can you dispute
it now?
Well,
I would say like you could dispute it maybe because my card will send me like, yeah, I don't tip $3,000, but like on a $50 thing, I tip $20.
Yeah.
I'll get a note from Chase that just says, hey, hopefully you just had great service, but if not, let us know.
Right.
And then I either click thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
And that happens within, literally within 6 hours.
It's the same day.
It's just like, boom, like, hey, we just saw this. Looks weird.
Right.
I can't imagine that they don't get their money within 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. It took a few weeks, and this guy is so then disputing it. Well, how can they get that? They haven't. The money hasn't gone through yet because the cafe guy, the owner's saying, hey, we paid her the money, so now it's out of our pocket, so we've got to sue this Tips for Jesus guy.
I mean, they do pay cash out of the drawer for it, so.
Why is the Tips for Jesus guy saying you can't have the money? Was he just trying to, clearly he was trying to get social media famous or whatever.
Well.
And at least temporarily social media famous.
Let me go ahead and give like a possible scenario, which isn't good, but he's like, hey, Tips for Jesus, I'm doing well, I'm going to tip her $3,000. And he does, they come out and say, he's like, yeah, Tips for Jesus, hope she does well.
He's not anonymous or any of that. He's got his name up there.
Then 2 weeks later, he gets the bill. And he's like, sweet Christ, I shouldn't have done that. I'm in way over my head. What
especially if he charged it.
Seemed like a good idea at the time is now I'm maxed out. I can't pay my rent. Whatever he can't do this month. So it's an easy dispute with your credit card company.
Yeah.
But I think if you called your credit card company, you're like, dude, I didn't tip $3,000 on $15. They're like, yeah, of course you didn't. But I can't believe that they
had already gone through all this, though. He says he got the extra
identification. I know. I just can't believe that he didn't do it.
I know. It's
a bizarre
story. A
man named Eric Smith paid her a visit and ordered a stromboli. Well, little did Lambert
know. I love stromboli. Where was he?
Smith is part of a social media trend called Tips for Jesus.
My dad used to bring home like real stromboli from downtown.
Properly, and, they took his ID and, took pictures of everything.
Like the cold sandwich stromboli?
They waited a little bit to make sure that it was legit. And then ended up being real.
I thought you said cold salmon stromboli. I was like, that does not sound good at all. I like stromboli, but I don't know.
Like it comes in like a loaf, like a sandwich loaf?
Yeah.
Man.
So people tried to rally around this restaurant and do a GoFundMe because, of course, they did. I thought they'll get their money because this has gotten press now. But the restaurant refused that money. I respect that. They said, hey, no, we appreciate it, but take your money back. We're not going to accept the GoFundMe money, which is how this story would have ended for 99.9% of any other time. But this time they said, no, we're suing this guy. We're going to try and get the money back, and we appreciate it, but we're not going to take your charity. So I do respect that. The fact that this guy showed his face, put his name out there, said he was tipping for Jesus, and then decides to take the money back. Look, man, I think at this point, if it's on a credit card or whatever it was, you just got some new debt that you're going to have to pay off now. If you couldn't afford it, that was kind of a dumb way to try and get attention on social media. But I think now, you should probably just go ahead and take the loss. Maybe not, though. $3,000 is a lot of money. I don't know what his situation is. So, I'm sure we'll get an update on this when they tell us whether or not it'll probably be on Court TV. Hopefully, they'll cover it all on Court TV, and we'll see if this place gets their money back.
Sure.
The state of California has a new law. If you go into a bar in California, the bar now has to offer you, any guesses? What might a bar in California have to offer you upon request now?
Uber.
No.
Water.
No.
Uber's a good guess, though.
I thought so.
That would be expensive, though, right, if the bar had to offer it? I guess if they're saying, we'll make the call for you, but you have to pay for it.
No, I could see California saying, hey, look, if somebody says I'm too drunk to drive, you got to pay for the Uber. Sure. It's your fault for serving them that much.
Well,
I could absolutely see that.
Weed.
Huh?
Weed?
No. They have to give them drug test strips to make sure that their drinks haven't been spiked.
Oh, that's fair.
You can't keep your eyes on your drinks all the time.
That's good.
So,
what's in your drink? At a crowded bar, you may not notice if someone added something to it while you weren't looking. Now you'll be able to find out right away. Starting Monday, a new state law will require bars to offer customers a date rape drug test strip.
It's a security for those coming out to drink. Sometimes you get carried away in a conversation. You might turn your head for a few seconds or so, and people are really slick out here.
I know Liza doesn't believe me, but somebody put something in my drink once. Snowcone got something put in his drink once.
I did.
Okay. He doesn't believe us, but I find it so hard to believe.
Mine actually makes sense
because
I was a DJ at Pizza Bar, right? And I would tell the bartenders, hey, I want a drink, but I had to change the song. So they would just make my drink. They knew what it was. It was Captain and Coke, and they put it on the bar. And I go up there in a minute and grab it. When I keep my eye on it a lot, it's just sat there. And one time I had like two.
Did it make you go into the take room and pull your pants down and have sex with a girl?
It did not, no. But the next day, I woke up. It was not the time. I was working. But I woke up in my bed. I had no idea how I got there. And when I stood up, I was stumbling into walls. And the bartenders were like, yeah, you were definitely roofied last night.
I can't believe that it's as common as it is.
A girl.
Where are these guys getting these drugs?
No one took advantage of me. I think the guy was playing a numbers game and saw drinks sitting there.
That's what they say happens. They're looking. They don't know whose drink that might even be. They'll just put it in there because the drink is
unattended. They just got enough. It's
so
a numbers
he's like
game.
Super pissed.
I'm sure he sees me grab it, he's like, damn it.
He wasted his drugs.
He wasted one of them, yeah.
And what kind of drug is he using?
Or maybe he's coming out sexually. You have no idea.
I really don't.
It could be. Could be. You could have been assaulted, yeah. Just because you're a guy, we shouldn't totally discredit that. Potential that someone could have been happy that you got the drink. Mine was the drink that was left unattended.
Wait, I'm looking at this thing, and you obviously put it out there for a reason. You're dating that girl again?
Oh, Keeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that start?
You're dating Keeks again?
Well, yeah, I'm dating Keeks again. I mean, we've been talking and hanging out.
Well, did you see it on Twitch? So he obviously wanted us to talk about it.
Well, no. She said no because she's making my favorite salad, and I was telling the people in the chat. They know.
I know, but you said it for a reason.
I was just saying I was excited for the salad.
What?
No, you wouldn't have to say her name.
Oh, well, I told Slim. Like, he knows I've been talking to her.
I thought that you stopped talking to her.
No, I'm talking to her.
Okay, well. You know, I can't keep it straight. Hard for me to keep it all straight. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel like we talk as much as we used to about what's going on in life, you know? You don't tell me these things.
Yeah, right.
You don't. You're not like you used to. You used to tell me what was going on. If someone put a gun to my head just now and said, is Snowcone dating Keeks, I would have said no.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
That's what I thought. Idea. I didn't know.
So you guys are back together?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
what do you mean you think
so? We're still talking. We're just talking and hanging out.
She's making your favorite salad.
She's making my favorite
salad. By the way, what's your favorite salad? Who has a favorite salad?
It's this salad she makes, man. It's so good. It's so good.
Like, what's in it?
It's sous vide chicken, and it's lemon, and it's avocado, and goat cheese, and strawberries, and cucumbers, and onions. Man, it's so good.
The guy does eat a lot of bagged salads in the other room. Mm-hmm. He brings in those chopped salads and just mixes them up.
Because that's one reason to get back with her.
Yeah, she's making you food.
Pine nuts.
Nothing wrong with that. Yep. She's a good cook.
She is.
All right, well, on that note, let's take a break. We'll
gather our thoughts,
and we'll come back and finish Doom Scrolling here in a minute.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to Doom Scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, doom scroll that bitch.
Yo. So we mentioned yesterday that the Karen Reed trial ended in a hung jury at the mistrial, and that the prosecutor said that they would try the case again. I just heard someone on TV saying, though, and I read that they don't think that they will try her again outside of a civil court. So I don't know, but then I saw another lawyer talking about, well, you know, here's what it'll look like next time they go around, and they were acting like they will go for a murder trial again. So I don't know, but there are certainly some people who seem to think that they won't, because they're not going to have more. The prosecution won't. If anything, they'll have less. And the police relieved that police officer, Michael Proctor. This is part of the whole thing that, you know, seems like a simulation. The guy's name's Proctor. He gets embarrassed on the stand because they read a bunch of his text messages between him and his friends, and a lot of the stuff that he talked about involved buttholes. And
I don't know any of this.
Oh, you didn't see any of the highlights of this guy being? So there's a lot. The defense brought him up to the stand, however long ago it was, a couple weeks ago. And they have pages of text messages from his phone.
Oh boy.
And he was texting like high school friends 16 hours.
You want that out there, Snowball?
No, you do
God,
not.
No.
This is why you don't let your work pay for your phone.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if that's why they were able to get this or not, but I hope it had something to do with it being a cop phone.
Remember all the times I talked to you about our buttholes?
I know.
And if you wound up dead...
It wasn't just that.
Just think if they took the messages that me and you send each other.
I know. And took them out of context.
Even in context.
In context, sometimes. Absolutely. Yeah, said, it'd be bad. Yeah. It'd be bad. It'd be really bad.
We're like, we'd like to show you all the text messages this guy was Laszlo has sent Slim Fast in the last 3 years.
You always, though, kind of think, like, what if someone sees this?
732 times.
You still think about it.
Anal...
I mean, this guy's a cop.
Obliteration.
You'd think that when he sees these text messages, he goes, that's what AO. If someone read this? Well, this was way more descriptive than that. He was texting friends from high school or old friends with less than 24 hours into the investigation. He hadn't even been to the house yet, I think they said. And he was already telling these friends, like, she did it. She's crazy.
Someone had said, like, hey, the guy who owns the house, he's a cop, you know, there's going to be an S storm come down on him. And this Michael Proctor guy said, no, you know, he's Boston Police Department. It all looked very fishy. It looked like they'd made up their mind about her early on. At that point, they said he hadn't even been out to the scene yet to investigate it. But he also just said a lot of mean things about Karen Reed. He did say she's a babe, but then he'd also follow that up by saying she was crazy. I think probably since you didn't hear it, let me pull up the part where, because the news is that he got relieved of duty. Now, he's still a cop, I think. I think they're just relocating him or whatever they do with cops. But he's no longer going to be the lead investigator on this. So the best one, I think, and we didn't get to this. Well, I'll just play it. This clip I edited together because there's a lot of dramatic pauses. It's a courtroom. So it's been clipped together a little bit and maybe just slightly different because of that. But this is basically what was said in court one of those
days. The person by the name of Doc writes, is that chick a smoke? Correct?
Correct.
Who's the chick?
Miss Reed.
And you write, eh, right?
Yes.
And then you write, nutbag.
Correct.
And then you write, what?
She's got a leaky balloon knot.
Trooper Proctor, explain to the jurors what does that mean? Balloon knot is.
You're essentially, I guess, your rectum area.
Your anus?
Yes.
That's what you were referring to about Miss Reed?
Yes.
And you were making fun of her because you believed at that time that it leaked? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then you
followed
that.
Wait, hold on a second. Her anus leaked? Wait, what is he saying?
Yes,
that's what he's saying.
He's saying there was a time when they were together and she had a leaky anus?
Well, her dead boyfriend's friend, correct?
This guy?
Yeah.
No, this is the lead investigator on the case.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's this is
the cop who was investigating the case.
That's
and
way
he
worse.
Said she had a leaky anus?
Yeah, they were talking and he said something about a leaky balloon knot.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But when is he saying her anus leaked?
In text messages to these, there's group chats.
But in real life, when did her anus leak?
So, I don't know how much of this is, you know, I'm not positive that Mr. Proctor knew this or not. He must have, but apparently Karen Reed had quite a few surgeries on her colon and things like that. So it's safe to assume that he knew this. I didn't watch his entire testimony, so maybe they got into details about how he knew that stuff, if that's what he was referring to.
But he just said, hey, she's got a leaky anus, which is true.
He said she's got a leaky balloon knot.
Which is true.
She's got a leaky balloon knot.
But it's true.
Yes.
She does have a leaky anus.
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay.
So the guy, the defense attorney asked him, he's like, you know, did you know that she'd had these surgeries?
To make sure you cleared up any mistake about what you meant, you followed that up with the phrase, leaks poo, didn't you?
Leaks poo?
Yeah, leaks poo.
Her anus leaks poo. What else would it leak?
Well, just in case there was any type of, you know.
But it does leak
questions
poo,
out there.
Her anus leaks poo?
Okay.
That's what he said.
We got it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's what he said.
Yes.
That's what he said. Leaks poo.
But it's like, was it during like a time when he was questioning her, or was it just in general?
He's just talking to a friend, I think.
Okay.
I did.
Again, another reference to Ms. Reed's medical issues and medical conditions, correct?
Correct.
Specifically focused on her anus, correct?
In reference, yes.
Yes, yeah, she's got a leaky balloon knot. That guy got dismissed.
What for?
Whatever. He got relieved of his duty. I don't see anywhere still where they gave a press conference just to.
She has a leaky anus, right? Well, and the guy's like, is she a smoke show? And he's like, eh, she's got a leaky anus. Which, yes, he's just saying she's kind of hot, but her anus leaks.
Yeah.
So that takes her, like, if she was an 8, it takes her down to a 5. Because
a lot of demerits.
Well,
there.
She leaks poo.
I mean, for snow cone, I could
stop.
For snow cone, it would be 3 points because the way snow cone dates and the way snow cone expresses
love.
Yes, but
I'm just saying, nobody wants to date anyone who leaks poo.
That's a rude thing
me
to
too.
Say. That's a rude
nobody
thing
wants to
say.
Date me if I had a leaky anus. I don't say that. It'd be a problem.
Plenty of people leak.
Not really.
Poo.
It's not a normal thing.
Sorry, snow cone. Anyway, that guy.
Why is your head like that?
That guy got relieved of his.
You're making a lot of work for me.
Why? It's in court.
I know, but it's a little egregious at this point.
Well, I don't think so. We're just talking about a court case. He's saying that she leaks.
Yes.
The guy says, is she a
smoke? They already
said
this.
Is she a smoke? And he's like, eh.
Eh.
But.
She's got a leaky balloon
knot. She was an 8.
Slim.
But she's.
What?
Right. See, I'm trying to help
I can't say that?
I'm just. I just said it's a little
egregious. He's the part getting egregious. All I said was the thing he actually said, which was the balloon knot.
I'm just saying the guy.
We've established it.
Right. But he's not saying anything that's wrong. Right? Is he?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if she argues.
He's talking to a buddy about a potential suspect.
Yeah, an open investigation. All the guy said's a buddy. The guy said, hey.
Might have been another cop.
Is that lady hot?
He talked to a lot of people.
He's like, kind of, but her anus leaks. That's fair.
Yeah. That wasn't the part, I don't think, that probably. That might have been one of the more embarrassing moments for him. But I think making it seem like calling her a crazy bitch and saying
well,
that.
Well, why didn't he say that?
A different text exchange.
Why didn't he hear this?
I know, because it's literally like hours of text exchanges.
I'd like to hear it.
I pulled the stuff about that because I thought if Lazo wants to hear one part of this investigation, it's going to be the part where the cop says balloon knot. He's going to want to hear that. So that's the part that I pulled. They may, in this news story, zero. Have some other.
Absolutely zero impact on this investigation.
That is what State Trooper Michael Proctor tried to convince the jury about his relationship with some witnesses in this case and about the unflattering personal text messages of his he sent about Karen Reed as he investigated her for murder.
She's a whack job. See you.
So don't spell it. You have to. So these are your words, Trooper Proctor?
Yes, Your Honor.
Go ahead and say them.
Yes, she's a babe. Weird Fall River accent, though. Said the Alberts beat the shit out of O'Keefe, left him for dead, and that's why her taillight was cracked. She's gross. Trooper DeChico. Oh, f*** her.
It just went on and on and on like that. There was a lot of...
It was hard for me to tell with the bleeps. Can you play it again?
No, you don't need to hear it again.
Like
he says the
again.
C word, and then the last thing he says is O-F. And that's another cop. I mean, if you want to watch it, you can go on YouTube and watch the entire... There's like an hour and 16-minute... video, I think, on Law and Crime. Is that the website?
I'm sure they got tons
Might
of
be Court
them,
TVs. One of them that you can watch for free that's just all him answering questions. You don't you go to YouTube.com and just search
What's
it.
What's that?
I'll find it for you. You can see all the details. I don't remember who exactly he was talking to about her butt. I don't remember if he was talking to
I don't
a
understand
friend.
Why he's in trouble for saying she's got a leaky anus.
Well, the cops, that's not specifically what he's in trouble for. They didn't. The police chief or whatever said that.
Why even bring it up?
He didn't like his behavior.
More embarrassing for her than it is him. He's just telling the truth. She's
in the courtroom shaking her head. I did feel bad for her. That's
embarrassing. Probably because her anus is leaking.
Well, that's I mean, she doesn't want to advertise that. Probably.
No, I wouldn't want everybody to know that.
So sorry, not the police chief. The police colonel.
He's a colonel.
That's what it says. Hmm. He removed Trooper Michael Proctor from his post in light of vulgar texts about Karen
Reed. I think
Reed.
It's pronounced colonel.
Huh?
Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel and Trooper Proctor. Trooper Proctor talking about her balloon knots. Yeah, so that guy, I assume, isn't actually getting fired. He just got relieved from that post, right? Lazo's going to start a whole...
I don't even like a GoFundMe for
this Blue
guy.
Life matters.
He didn't do anything.
This blue life here, this one matters.
Just one. Just right. one. This guy didn't do anything.
Yeah. He just, you know... Said a lot of unflattering things about Ms. Reed.
He said truthful things.
I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with you.
I asked you
about
her anus
leak. Not entirely. He what? Called her a C word. He said she's a crazy
that's
bitch.
Opinion.
I mean, that's opinion.
Opinion.
That's opinion.
Yeah.
Right. He's not
but did
saying
he say
that
in a
truthful like you said.
Well, we don't know that that's not truthful.
Well,
I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to all the stuff that he said. I'm trying to think of the stuff.
I'm sure a leaky anus makes people irrational.
Okay.
I mean, look.
Would you be rational
when
with a leaky anus?
When I was watching that for the first time.
No, I would not.
And the Alan.
You'd act differently.
I would.
If you were in there right now and your anus was leaking,
you would act
you
differently.
Would act differently.
I would.
That's just the way it is.
You've done it before.
I
you
have.
You rolled around on a chair.
I've seen you with anus problems.
I don't know if I'd be a C word or a.
But close.
You rolled around
You'd
on a chair.
You'd be in the ballpark there. You were a little hard to deal with.
You were not in a very good mood.
Right.
Not.
It was
okay,
hard to do.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Now just think if you're making a mess everywhere you go.
I mean, that was the
I know
most
how
shocking
I acted
part.
When I crapped my pants at school that one time. It wasn't good. I wasn't someone Same. To be reasoned with.
Same.
That was last week, Slim.
At school. Not at work. At school. He said
you
last time it happened
at school.
Last
week?
No, not last week. It was
you're
at
not
school.
Allowed in school.
Last week
school.
I did it at work.
For that reason.
Trooper Proctor,
I'm just saying,
please
you
tell
have a
us what
anus,
you said next.
Nobody is on their best behavior.
Right. No. It's got to be tough. It's got to be tough. You know what? And on that note, just forget about everything else. I'll just play you out with the clip from the actual news, Snow Cone, so you can hear Michael Proctor, the lead investigator, answer that question from Alan
Jackson. The first by the name of Doc writes,
is that chick a smoke? Correct?
Correct.
Who's the chick?
Miss Reed.
And you write, eh, right?
Yes.
And then you write, nutbag.
Correct.
And then you write, what?
She's got a leaky balloon knot.
The Church of Laszlo.
You done reading those text messages?
Well, I like them.
Yeah. But you can see what he got.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, he should
relieved
be fired.
Of his,
but not.
Relieved of his
it's
duties.
Funny that he should be fired for all the other stuff that
I don't
he
think
said.
I got fired, though.
The leakage stuff seems just normal to me.
It said that he could be suspended with pay. He could be suspended without pay, but it could be suspension with pay. It looked like, from what I read, they were just moving him, which I think is what happens, right? Isn't that one of those criticisms that people have in police departments is that when a cop does get in trouble, yeah, they just get moved to a different
priests,
department?
Right?
Yeah, priests, same kind of thing. The Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah.
Everyone's dream
She's
date for prom?
Anus.
God, don't tell me that. I hope not.
It's much hotter when I think about it with her.
Really? Karen Reed's pretty hot.
Mm.
I know, you don't like women over 30. Anyway, the Hawk Tua girl.
Just, you know, why?
She did an interview
There's
on some podcast.
Under 30. And it's not like, you know, a bad thing. It's just like there's no need for it. It's like, why buy a 2000
Because it's what you can afford.
Car.
It's because it's what you can afford. That's
Fair
why.
And some people drive them.
Yes, they do. And some people say, hey, for a 2002, that's nice, which is what.
But I mean, you're all.
Detective
moment,
Proctor was saying
settling.
About Karen Reed. He was like, yeah.
For a 2002, that's nice. You're automatically settling.
Unless what you've always
I'm like,
wanted.
That thing's a Lamborghini.
Unless you've always wanted a 2002. Maybe that was.
Nobody's
you know,
ever wanted that.
Well, maybe they stopped making it in 2002.
Nobody ever wanted that.
Maybe you want a Honda S2000, whatever they're called, and they stopped making it. You go,
you
that's my dream car right there. 2002.
You seen women our age?
Yeah. Karen Reed. She looks pretty good.
Nope. Yeah. Pretty good for our age.
No, I think she's hot. I mean, I didn't need to know about all the other stuff. But I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for that disgusting officer, that disgusting man, saying all those terrible things.
She's the one with the leaky anus.
He shouldn't have been saying those things to friends talking about her.
It's good to know.
Sexist and crude.
Before you start dating her.
No, I think that's something for her to tell people, not for a detective.
Once you start dating her, she's not going to tell you up front.
She might.
At least now you know.
She might put it on her dating profile. I've not used online dating, but they have a lot of categories on there from the ones I've seen. Interests, health concerns, all that. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different.
I wonder if I have any new matches.
I thought you shut it down.
I've just been on my phone forever. I don't know.
Well, open it up. Let's see what you got. Maybe the Hawk Tua girl said something because I asked Snowcone if we could get her for the podcast, and he said, yeah, and then we didn't. She's been on other podcasts now, and I feel like it's yesterday's news. We'll just play her on other people's podcasts.
I deleted all my social media like 6 months ago due to like personal reasons. I never really got on it or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But I was long gone before that.
Oh, so you were already gone from social media.
Yeah. I worked in a spring factory. I'm not a school teacher.
That was my next question. So you weren't. Yeah. Teacher
or a bartender.
So I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher, it's crazy.
Right, that's obvious.
Like okay. None of it's true at all.
Your father raised a whore.
Hold on, a lot of preachers' daughters do porno and stuff
much.
Like that. Huh?
Hey, they may you know
they
rebel a little bit, but not like that. She's straight whore.
God damn, Jesus.
Oh my God.
I thought you liked this girl.
I like her. I like a good whore. You know
just
that.
Just spent half an hour defending Taylor Swift being the role model.
I like Taylor Swift.
The Hawk Tua girl seems sweet.
Hawk Tua girl's
She works at a spring factory. She's not a school teacher. She got off social media before she got famous.
I told you guys she didn't have social media.
No. I know. Except that she did, and it turned out to be what?
That's what I told you. It was a parody. It wasn't her.
Except that we all thought it was her. You thought it was her, too. You said, oh, my God. And you followed her. And you followed her.
I did not.
Doesn't matter. Did you get her on our podcast?
Working on it.
Forget it.
She's too busy with Luke Bryan or
Just
whatever.
Just forget it. He's still trying to book the Chocolate Rain guy from 15 years ago.
Chocolate Rain?
Yes.
Karen Reed?
By the time he gets this stuff
Karen
booked,
Reed, that's
it's
her
so
nickname.
Old.
Chocolate Rain.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, gross.
I didn't say it.
Sorry, I was looking at the Hawk Tua girl.
Second.
Yeah, I was looking at the Hawk Tua girl and thinking, man, what if you were her parent? Would you be proud of her? Or would you be a little embarrassed?
Girl?
Yeah, if that was your daughter, would you be proud? Like, that's fun. Good for her.
Look in the mirror. You raised her.
Who, me?
Well, not you.
I'm saying it. If it was your daughter, how would you feel about that type of attention that she's getting?
Well,
I think it's
perfect.
Great that she's selling the hats and stuff, and I think she seems like a sweet girl. I love the accent. She works in a spring factory. I kind of like the idea of her being a teacher, but that's fine. She can work in a spring factory.
What is a spring factory?
They make springs.
Huh?
They make springs.
How?
They take metal, and then they wind them into a circle.
And what do they use the springs for?
They put them in cheap mattresses.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. They put foam in them, and you know, if it's a decent spring mattress, if there is such a thing, then they put foam, you know, around each coil. I don't know. What else would the springs be for? Maybe she makes shocks for cars?
I don't know.
Trampoline?
A trampoline. Maybe she makes springs for trampolines.
Doesn't seem like that's a big business, but I don't
know. Well, each trampoline, though, has like 100 of those springs on it.
I guess.
And they do go out. I don't know how many trampolines are sold a day in the United States. I would guess about 25. But it's probably a lot more than that. Doesn't it seem like the kind of thing that it's only about 25 a day?
All right, let's take a break.
You double it to 50? Why?
Are we getting somewhere?
We're talking about the Hawktua girl. We're not allowed to sit around and have a conversation about this girl. She worked at a spring factory. That got us off on the spring thing. You're not happy unless we're talking about balloon knots over there. That's the only thing. You just let us go.
Why are we upset with her?
Who?
Hawktua.
We're not upset with her. She's dispelling some of these rumors about her personal life. She's not a teacher.
Her dad's not a
priest. She didn't get fired. Her dad's not a priest. And she didn't quit social media because of this. She quit for personal reasons before this.
Yeah,
because
she was a whore. And everyone knew it. Mm-hmm. They go to her Instagram.
Also, if you watch the full video, they say before that, what would you say to your last guy you slept with? And she said, I love you, Pookie. And we happen to know a Pookie.
That's me.
Who's friends with a guy named Scratchy Cat.
Oh, she loves me.
She's talking
she
to him?
Says, yeah, she says, I love you, Pookie.
Mm. Oh, I told you she's a whore.
Yeah, and that you don't date
anyone
over 30.
Yeah, I know her.
Leave a message to your last buddy.
I love you, Pookie.
Oh, that's sweet.
She loves me.
I wish you hadn't told me about her.
Well, she doesn't have a leaky anus.
That's what you said in those texts.
No, the other girl has a leaky anus.
Oh, then you were confused about
Chocolate
who we were talking
rain.
About. Yeah. Hey, are we getting that guy on the show?
I'm
what happened to him?
It.
Okay.
He's going to come
okay.
back soon.
It's been like 15 years. Just curious.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
That's the same thing?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Just people still talking about Karen Reed on the
what about her?
Chat there. Set a weepy brown eye.
Aw, that's what you used to have. You used to have a lazy brown eye.
Weepy brown eye. You have to come to work tomorrow. We get off Thursday and Friday. We get off Thursday and Friday.
I don't want to.
I understand you don't want to, but just come in tomorrow, and then we get Thursday and Friday off.
I don't want to.
Both days. So just come in tomorrow, and then you can take Thursday and
I don't want
Friday.
To.
I know you don't want to. Nobody wants to go to work. That's why they pay people to go to work. They
well,
have
I know,
to.
That's what the money's for. But I don't want to.
I know you don't want to.
So for that, I don't have to.
But just come in tomorrow.
We'll see.
Just come in. We've got to use our
if
vacation
here,
at the end of the month. Do you think he's going to be here tomorrow, Snowcone?
Nope.
I think he will. I think he will. We're getting 2 days off this week. I don't think he wants to jeopardize that. Right.
Well, they'd make me work Thursday.
They'd make you work Friday. They say, yeah, Laszlo doesn't get the day off on Friday. He used his floating vacation day there for a Wednesday instead. He wanted 2 days.
Okay.
He took Wednesday.
Now,
he got to come in on Friday.
I was going to come in
and now he doesn't get to go see Kenny Chesney.
Well,
so forget about it.
Now you've made it a challenge.
Yep.
You've made me angry.
Yep. Throwing down the gauntlet.
I'm not doing
Let's see what happens. You're going to be real upset if they take back those Kenny Chesney tickets. It's going to mess up your whole weekend.
I'm not doing it.
Who is going to Kenny Chesney? I know Snowcone's going to see Morgan Racin. What's his name?
Not Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Racin.
Oh, yes. He was accused of being a racist. That's,
not accused of it. I
he
saw
was
it on
caught
video.
On the ring cam.
Oh, is that? That's who that is.
Yeah.
But there was more than
that's
one country guy who got in trouble for being racist
imagine
around the same
that.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there another big,
cam,
high-profile one, though, that said something?
I'm sure.
Maybe
I'm
thinking
sure.
of the Pantera stuff when all those
Waylon
videos were
Jennings
coming out at that same time.
Started the beginning.
Waylon Jennings.
started the beginning.
So that guy's, how big is Morgan Wallen?
Massive.
Because the, what
He's
are they called? Promotions.
Arrowhead.
Promotions person here. Okay, the promotions person here said, look, I can get you Kenny Chesney tickets, but there's no way I can get you Morgan Wallen. And I was like, what?
Who's a promotion person?
Our promotions person.
I've never met them.
You literally were talking to one of them outside earlier.
Who?
There's two of them. I'm not going to name them because they're not here right now. They're
name
not,
one.
They're not deciding to be
I've
on
never
the air. Our boss has told us to stop naming people who work here who aren't on the air that never...
Well, say their first name.
Cam.
No, that's kind of... Yeah, okay, there you
Cam?
Go.
Cam?
Yeah. There's
never
of,
met a person named Cam.
You have met him. You've said hello to him
no,
in the hallway.
I have not.
Yeah. And then you've asked, who is that guy? And I said, he's our promotions guy.
Yeah.
Every single time you say, who
never.
Was that? Who's that guy that you said hi to? Does he work here? Yes, you met him yesterday. What does he do? Promotions. And then you got an assistant.
He did?
Yes, I believe so, right?
Why do we have so little promotions if they got a guy?
Because they just brought him back in. They just, it's, you know, somewhat new.
Getting fun. We're getting ramped up?
We're getting ramped up. Yes, getting ramped up to do lots of big things.
Wait. Big things are coming.
They gave me Kenny Chesney
from
tickets.
Cam and his buddy.
Cam and Company is what they're called. Cam and Co. And
knock it out of the park.
I'm impressed. I mean, if you can get me Kenny Chesney tickets, I'm impressed. No one before ever.
Kenny Chesney?
He said he could. He said, what email do you want them? I think it's happening, like right now. When is it happening, Snowcone?
How would I know?
He's supposed to send me those tickets. I really need to get those. And I hope he didn't change his mind. I'm not good about checking email. And so he had responded and said, yeah, I'll send them to you. What's the email? And then I waited a little while to email him back and say, hey, send it to this email. And I'm afraid he gave them away. But I sure hope not.
Kenny Chesney.
He's the one that the girl got peed on at the show.
I like him.
Yeah. Remember when the coworker got peed on?
No shoes, no socks, get peed on.
Yeah. I think, was it her? Yeah, it was her.
He's like a modern-day Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
Right, yes. He wears a straw hat.
Yeah, I like him.
But he's country, right?
Morgan Wallen's more like, you know, young hip people.
From young hip racists.
Exactly.
All those young hip racists. There's a lot of them now, I know.
Young hip. You know, the Gen Z's into racism.
Yeah, they are into that, you know, hey, screaming the N-word on
Ring doorbells.
Ring doorbells. We like that.
Yeah. So
give me more of that.
That's what we need more of. Bigger.
How do I get that concert T-shirt? You kids are so rock and roll nowadays.
Bigger venue.
Bring me the racist.
So he plays Arrowhead.
Yeah, of course he does.
Wow.
He could play it 20 nights in a row.
I had no idea that guy gotten that big. Yeah. I knew that everyone
all
like let it go.
All you gotta do is be racist.
But I didn't know he was that popular. So he's bigger than Kenny Chesney?
Of course. Kenny Chesney just sings about
having
fun.
Or is this just anecdotal? Did we get more Kenny Chesney tickets and that's why they gave me the Kenny Chesney? Maybe they, like, which tickets do you think cost more?
Morgan Racist is massive.
You think that costs more? But like the tickets were more expensive to get into Morgan Wallen than Kenny Chesney?
Well, I don't know if they were more expensive. They were in more demand.
Okay, well, apparently, because, yeah, I couldn't get those tickets. So, anyway, I hope I got those Kenny Chesney ones. Anyways, I want to go home now, but we're coming in tomorrow.
I would like, are we going home now?
I'd like to go home now, but I would like to come in tomorrow. Just one more day, and then if you do want to take tomorrow off, let me know, because I'm going to go to Oceans of Fawn. I just need to know if you're going to be
just because I take it off doesn't mean you take it off.
I'll just not show up.
That's what I'm going to do.
If you don't show up, then I'm not going to show up.
If you get here and I'm not here, go home.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking maybe I don't even need to come in here if you're not going to be here. I'll just go straight to Oceans of Fun.
We can go to Oceans of Fun at 1 o'clock.
I know, but I'm just saying I don't want to sit around and wait and see if you... Well, I just like to have it planned out.
What time do you go to Oceans of Fun usually?
It depends on what our schedule's like.
You ain't going at noon.
That's when I like to go, if I can. Noon? 1 o'clock. Noon, 1 o'clock, yeah. Hmm. Around then. You know, before it gets too busy.
Well, I can't give you a definitive answer, but my guess is no.
Okay, great. I'll come in and wait and see
what happens. Well, no, I mean, you probably take...
I can do the show from Oceans of Fun.
You can, well, of course you can.
It's not hard. But I just need to know if I need to have them set up my studio there or not.
From 72 million people in it?
Yeah. If they need to set up my studio there or not. I've got
just
my mobile
rubbing
studio.
Skin with the common folk?
Yeah, that's right.
Just in that big-ass pool, rubbing skin with common folk. Like, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how good we got it.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's right. Sorry you're too good for it, but
I'm
going to enjoy myself.
Sounds disgusting.
Uh-huh. Well, I like it. I like going there.
People just in there with
swim shoes
and...
Some people wear swim shoes. I don't, but... Smell like what? Sunscreen. They smell like sunscreen. Mm. I'm sorry you don't like it and you're too good for it. I like it. I wish we'd get season passes.
This kind of talk
is not going to help. Huh? Because I want them to give us free stuff, and instead you're sitting here now calling it gross. So that kind of hurts our chances of them giving us free stuff.
There's some people who love to jump in a pool that smells like cheddar hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Smells great. Now let me rub up against you.
I'll tell you what.
Legs.
They should not allow Karen Reed at the water park for a while.
No, well, it's filled with Karen Reeds and her friends.
I'm just saying, if you know that about someone, if it's known about you.
All right, Karen Reed, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You done reading those text messages?
Well, I like them.
Yeah. But you can see what he got.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, he should relieved be fired. But not. Relieved of his it's duties. Funny that he should be fired for all the other stuff that
really
he said.
I don't think he got fired, though.
The leakage stuff seems just normal to me.
It said that he could be suspended with pay. He could be suspended without pay, but it could be suspension with pay. It looked like, from what I read, they were just moving him, which I think is what happens, right? Isn't that the. One of those criticisms that people have of police departments is that when a cop does get in trouble, yeah, they just get moved to a different
priests,
department.
Right?
Yeah, priests, same kind of thing. The Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
Everyone's dream
She's
date
got
for prom.
Anus.
God, don't tell me that. I hope not.
It's much hotter when I think about it with her.
Really? Karen Reed's pretty hot. I know, you don't like women over 30. Anyway, the Hawk Tua girl.
Just, you know, why?
She did an interview
There's
on some podcast.
Under 30.
And
it's not like, you know, a bad thing. It's just like there's no need for it. It's like, why buy a 2000
because it's what you can afford. It's because it's what you can afford. That's
Fair
why.
And some people drive them.
Yes, they do. And some people say, hey, for a 2002, that's nice, which is what.
But I mean, you're all,
Detective
moment,
Proctor was saying
settling.
About Karen Reed. He was like, yeah.
For a 2002, that's nice. You're automatically settling.
Unless what you've always
I'm like,
wanted
that thing's a Lamborghini.
Unless you've always wanted a 2002. Maybe that was
Nobody's
you know,
ever wanted that.
Well, maybe they stopped making it in 2002.
Nobody ever wanted that.
Maybe you want a Honda S2000 whatever they're called and they stopped making it. You go,
you
that's my dream car right there. 2002.
You seen women
Boy.
Our age?
Yeah. Karen Reed. She looks pretty good.
Nope. Yeah. Pretty good for our age.
No, I think she's hot. I mean, I didn't need to know about all the other stuff. But I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for that disgusting officer, that disgusting man,
well,
saying all those
why
terrible
is he
things.
She's the one with the leaky anus.
He shouldn't have been saying those things to
well,
friends talking about
her.
She's
good to
sexist
know.
And crude
Before
and gross.
Before you start dating her.
No, I think that's
something,
for her to tell people, not for a
Once you start dating her, she's not going to tell you up front.
She might.
At least now you know.
She might put it on her dating profile. I've not used online dating, but they have a lot of categories on there from the ones
You're
I've
right.
seen. Interests, health concerns,
while,
all that. I don't know what, I mean, there's so many different
I wonder if I have any new matches.
I thought you shut it down.
I've just been on my phone forever. I don't know.
Well, open it up. Let's see what you got. Maybe the Hawk Tua girl said something because I asked Snowcone if we could get her for the podcast, and he said, yeah, and then we didn't. She's been on other podcasts now, and I feel
yeah,
like it's yesterday's news. We'll just play her on other people's podcasts.
I deleted all my social media like 6 months ago due to like personal reasons. I never really got on it or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But I was long gone before that.
Oh, so you were already gone from social media.
Yeah. I worked in a spring factory. I'm not a school teacher.
That was my next question. So you weren't. Yeah. A teacher
or a bartender.
So I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher. It's crazy.
Right, that's obvious.
Like, none of it's true at all.
Father raised a whore.
Hold on. A lot of preachers' daughters do porno and stuff like that. Huh?
They may, you know, rebel a little bit, but not like that. She's straight whore.
God damn. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I thought you liked this girl.
I like her. She's sweet. I like a good whore. You know that.
Just spent half an hour defending Taylor Swift being the role model.
I like Taylor Swift.
The Hawk Tour girl seems sweet.
Hawk Tour girl's
She works at a spring factory. She's not a school teacher. She got off social media before she got famous.
I told you guys she didn't have social media.
No. I know. Except that she did, and it turned out to be what?
That's what I told you. It was a parody. It wasn't her.
Except that we all thought it was her. You thought it was her, too. You said, oh, my God. And you followed her. And you followed her.
I did not.
Doesn't matter. Did you get her on our podcast?
Working on it.
Forget it.
She's too busy with Luke Bryan or whatever.
Just forget it. He's still trying to book the Chocolate Rain guy from 15 years ago.
Chocolate Rain.
Yes.
Karen Reed?
By the time he gets this stuff
Karen
booked,
Reed, that's
it's
her
so
nickname.
Old.
Chocolate Rain.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, gross.
I didn't say it.
Sorry, I was looking at the Hawk Tua girl.
Second.
Yeah, I was looking at the Hawk Tua girl and thinking, man, what if you were her parent? Would you be proud of her? Or would you be a little embarrassed? Yeah, if that was your daughter, would you be proud? Like, that's fun. Good for her.
Look in the mirror. You raised her.
Who, me?
Well, not you.
I'm saying it. If it was your daughter, how would you feel about that type of, you know, attention that she's getting?
Well,
I think
perfect.
It's great that she's selling the hats and stuff, and I think she seems like a sweet girl. I love the accent. She works in a spring factory. I kind of like the idea of her being a teacher, but that's fine. She can work in a spring factory.
What is a spring factory?
They make springs.
Huh?
They make springs.
How?
They take metal, and then they wind them into a circle.
And what do they use the springs
and
for?
They put them in cheap mattresses.
Really?
Yeah. They put foam in them, and you know if it's a decent spring mattress, if there is such a thing, then they put foam around each coil. I don't know what else would the springs be for. Maybe she makes shocks for cars.
I don't know.
Trampoline.
A trampoline. Maybe she makes springs for trampolines.
Doesn't seem like that's a big business, but I don't.
Well, I know each trampoline though has like 100 of those springs on it.
I guess.
And they do go out. I don't know how many trampolines are sold a day in the United States. I would guess about 25. But
probably
it's probably a lot more than that. Doesn't it seem like the kind of thing that it's only about 25 a day?
All right, let's take a break.
You double it to 50? Why?
Are we getting somewhere?
We're talking about the Hawk Tua girl. We're not allowed to sit around and have a conversation about this girl? She worked at a spring factory. That got us off in the spring thing. You're not happy unless we're talking about balloon knots over there. That's the only thing. You just let us go.
Why are we upset with her?
Who?
Hawk Tua.
We're not upset with her. She's dispelling some of these rumors about her personal life. She's not a teacher.
Her dad's not a priest.
She didn't get fired. Her dad's not a priest. And she didn't quit social media because of this. She quit for personal reasons before this.
Yeah,
because
she was a whore. And everyone knew it.
Mm-hmm.
They go to her Instagram.
Also, if you watch the full video, they say, before that, what would you say to your last guy you slept with? And she said, I love you, Pookie. And we happen to know a Pookie.
Well, that's me.
Who's friends with a guy named Scratchy Cat.
Oh, she loves me.
She's talking
she
to him?
Says, yeah, she says, I love you, Pookie.
Mm. Oh, I told you she's a whore.
Yeah, and you don't date
I know her.
Over 30.
Yeah, I know her.
Oh. Leave a message to your last buddy.
I love you, Pookie, forever.
Oh, that's sweet.
She loves me.
I wish you hadn't told me about her.
Well, she doesn't have a leaky anus.
That's what you said in those texts.
No, the other girl has a leaky anus.
Oh, then you were confused about
Chocolate
who you were talking
Rain.
About. Yeah. Hey, are we getting that guy on the show?
I'm
what happened
on
to
it.
Him?
Okay. He's going to come back soon.
It's been like 15 years. Just curious.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Is that's the same thing?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Just people still talking about Karen Reed on the chat there. Set a weepy brown eye.
Aw. That's what you used to have. You used to have a lazy brown eye.
Weepy brown eye. You have to come to work tomorrow. We get off Thursday and Friday. We get off Thursday and Friday.
I don't want to.
I understand you don't want to, but just come in tomorrow, and then we get Thursday and Friday off.
I don't want to.
Both days. So just come in tomorrow, and then you can take Thursday and Friday.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to. Nobody wants to go to work. That's why they pay people to go to work. They have to.
I know. That's what the money's for. But I don't want to.
I know you don't want to.
So for that, I don't have to.
But just come in tomorrow.
We'll see.
Just come in. We've got to use our vacation
here,
at the end of the month. Do you think he's going to be here tomorrow, Snowcone?
Nope.
I think he will. I think he will. We're getting 2 days off this week. I don't think he wants to jeopardize that.
Well, they'd make me work Thursday.
They'd make you work Friday. They say, yeah, Laszlo doesn't get the day off on Friday. He used his floating vacation day there for a Wednesday instead. He wanted 2 days.
Okay.
He took Wednesday.
Now,
he got to come in on Friday.
I was going to come in tomorrow.
And now he doesn't get to go see Kenny Chesney,
Now
forget about it.
Now you've made it a challenge.
Yeah.
You've made me angry.
Yep, thrown down the gauntlet.
I'm not doing
Let's see what happens. You're going to be real upset if they take back those Kenny Chesney tickets. It's going to mess up your whole weekend.
I'm not doing it.
Who is going to Kenny Chesney? I know Snowcone's going to see Morgan Racin. What's his name?
Not Morgan Wallen.
Morgan
Racin.
Oh, yes. He was accused of being a racist.
That's not accused of it. I saw it on
video. Caught on the ring cam.
Oh, is that? That's who that is. Yeah. But there was more than one country guy who got in trouble for being racist around the same time, right? Wasn't there another big high-profile one, though, that said something?
I'm sure.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Pantera stuff when all those videos were coming out at that same time. Waylon Jennings.
Started at the beginning.
So that guy's, how big is Morgan Wallen?
Massive.
Because the, what are
He's
they called?
Promotions.
Arrowhead.
Promotions person here. Bit. Okay, the promotions person here said, look, I can get you Kenny Chesney tickets, but there's no way I can get you Morgan Wallen. And I was like, what?
Who's the promotion person?
Our promotions person.
I've never met them.
You literally were talking to one of them outside earlier.
Who?
There's two of them. I'm not going to name them because they're not here right now. They're not deciding to be on the air. Our boss has told us to stop naming people who work here who aren't on the air that never...
Well, say their first name.
Cam.
No, that's kind of... Yeah, okay, there you
Cam?
Go.
Cam?
Yeah. There's
never met a person named Cam.
You have met him. You've said hello to him
no,
in the hallway.
I have not.
And then you've asked, who is that guy? And I said, he's our promotions guy. Every single time you say, who was that? Who's that guy that you said hi to? Does he work here? Yes. You met him yesterday. What does he do? Promotions. And then you got an assistant.
He did?
Yes, I believe so, right?
Why do we have so little promotions if they got a guy?
Because they just brought him back in. It's somewhat new.
Getting fun. We're getting ramped up?
We're getting ramped up. Yes, getting ramped up to do lots of big things.
Wait. Big things are coming.
They gave me Kenny Chesney
tickets. From Cam and his buddy.
Cam and Company is what they're called. Cam and Co. And
so knock it out of the park.
I'm impressed. I mean, if you can get me Kenny Chesney tickets, I'm impressed. No
did
one
he
before
get
ever.
Kenny Chesney?
He said he could. He said, "What email do you want them?" I think it's happening, like right now. When is it happening, Snowcone?
How would I know?
He's supposed to send me those tickets. I really need to get those, and I hope he didn't change his mind. I'm not good about checking email, and so he had responded and said, "Yeah, I'll send them to you." What's the email? And then I waited a little while to email him back and say, "Hey, send it to this email." And I'm afraid he gave them away, but I sure hope not.
Kenny Chesney,
he's the one that the girl got peed on at the show.
I like him.
Yeah, remember when the coworker got peed on?
No shoes, no socks, get peed on.
Yeah. I think, was it her? Yeah, it was her.
He's like a modern-day Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
Right, yes. He wears a straw hat.
Yeah, I like him.
But he's country, right?
Morgan Wallen's more like, young people.
Morgan Wallen's more like, from young hip racists.
Exactly.
All those young hip racists. There are a lot of them now, I know.
He's more young and hip. The Gen Z's into racism.
Yeah, they are into that, hey, screaming the N-word on
ring doorbells.
We like that.
Yeah. So
give me more of that.
That's what we need more of. Bigger.
How do I get that concert T-shirt? You kids are so rock and roll nowadays.
Bigger venue.
Bring me the racist.
So he plays Arrowhead.
Yeah, of course he does.
Wow.
He could play it 20 nights in a row.
I had no idea that guy gotten that big. Yeah. I knew that everyone
let
it go.
All you gotta do is be racist.
But I didn't know he was that popular. So he's bigger than Kenny Chesney?
Of course. Kenny Chesney just sings about having
fun. Or is this just anecdotal? Did we get more Kenny Chesney tickets and that's why they gave me the Kenny Chesney? Maybe which tickets do you think cost more?
Morgan Racist is massive.
You think that costs more? Like the tickets were more expensive to get into Morgan Wallen than Kenny Chesney?
Well, I don't know if they were more expensive. They were in more demand.
Okay, well, apparently, because, I couldn't get those tickets. So, anyway, I hope I got those Kenny Chesney ones. Anyways, I want to go home now, but we're coming in tomorrow.
I would like to. Are we going home now?
I'd like to go home now, but I would like to come in tomorrow. Just one more day, and then if you do want to take tomorrow off, let me know, because I'm going to go to Oceans of Fawn. I just need to know if you're going to be
just because I take it off doesn't mean you take it off.
I'll just not show up.
That's what I'm going to do.
If you don't show up, then I'm not going to show up.
If you get here and I'm not here, go home.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking maybe I don't even need to come in here if you're not going to be here. I'll just go straight to Oceans of Fun.
We can go to Oceans of Fun at 1 o'clock.
I know, but I'm just saying I don't want to sit around and wait and see if you... Well, I'd just like to have it planned out.
What
time
do you
go to
Oceans of Fun usually?
It depends on what our schedule's like.
You ain't going at noon.
That's when I like to go, if I can.
Noon?
1 o'clock. Noon, 1 o'clock, yeah. Around then. Before it gets too busy.
Well, I can't give you a definitive answer, but my guess is no.
Okay, great. I'll come in and wait and see what happens.
Well, no. I mean, you probably take...
I can do the show from Oceans of Fun.
You can, well, of course you can.
It's not hard. But I just need to know if I need to have them set up my studio there or not.
72 million people in it?
Yeah. If they need to set up my studio there or not. I've got my mobile studio.
Just rubbing skin with the common folk?
Yeah, that's right.
Just in that big-ass pool, rubbing skin with common folk. Like, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how good we got it.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's right. Sorry you're too good for it, but
I'm not.
Going to enjoy myself.
Sounds disgusting.
Uh-huh. Well, I like it. I like going there.
People just in there with
I wish
swim,
I was there right
swim
now.
Shoes and
some people wear swim shoes. I don't, but...
Smell
like what? Sunscreen. They smell like sunscreen. Mm. I'm sorry you don't like it and you're too good for it. I like it. I wish we'd get season passes.
Well,
this
kind
of talk is not going to help. Huh?
Because
I want them to give us free stuff, and instead you're sitting here now calling it gross. So that kind of hurts our chances of them giving us free stuff.
There's some people who love to jump in a pool that smells like cheddar hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Smells great. Now let me rub it against your
I'll tell you what.
Legs.
They should not allow Karen Reed at the water park for a while.
No, well, it's filled with Karen Reeds and her friends.
I'm just saying, if you know that about someone, if it's known about you.
All right, Karen Reed, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.